It's a great day for chiropractic. I can help you.
Hi, is Dr. Montemagni in right now?
He is not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yeah, of course. My name's Pete. I'm with Cardiff.
Okay.
We're a private bank right up down here in San Diego. We do the secondary funding for a lot of the big banks, like, you know, Wells Fargo, Chase, U.S. Bank. And, you know, you did some work with Stearns Bank last year. I'm just doing a follow-up call here. Does anybody else handle that account for you guys, or it's all him?
No, that would just be him.
All right, yeah, no problem. You know, what I typically do, I'll just shoot him an email, because that's, like, the best way to get in contact with the doctors, because they're just busy. They're running around everywhere.
Okay. Do you have his email?
No, I don't. I have to grab that from you.
Okay, no problem. It's PB, as in Pacific Beach, and then Spine Doc, SpineDoc, mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. gmail.com.
Perfect. How long have you guys been there in PB?
Oh, we 8 months. We sold our practice in San Francisco and moved down 8 months ago and started.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I've been in San Diego for 4 or 5 years now. I just moved to Pacific Beach. I might go check it out because my back's all messed up.
Oh, right
up.
On. Oh yeah, please come in. Dr. Yeah. Rubin is really well liked. Great guy. Great chiropractor.
Yeah. What do you guys? Is he just? I know a lot of them. You guys aren't open on Tuesdays, Thursdays. Not really your day.
We're open 6 days a week, actually.
Oh, really?
So, but on Tuesdays, we're open from 11 to 1:30 or 11 to 2 because the farmer's market pops up.
Oh.
And once they start at 2, they kill the parking.
I got you, yeah. In OB, they do the same thing on Wednesdays.
Yeah, and we are literally, we're on Hornblend right at Baird and Cass, so we're right at the farmer's market, literally. Like, we've got our door, it's right
there.
Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah, I bet they're all the time. I live right down the street. I'm going to have to come
check. Oh, right on.
Yeah.
You guys, please do.
How's business been for you guys since you moved down? Is it better than San Francisco?
It is. We loved being in San Francisco, but San Francisco is kind of intensely insane right now. I mean, it's our hometown, but it's just the movement of tech there. If you're into it, it's great. But if you're not, then it's not.
It's too much.
And we weren't.
Was it just oversaturated with other chiropractors and doctors, or it was just like the tech?
No, not that at all. The business wise, we did great. It was just the cost of living up there. I mean, a studio apartment, like, people think San Diego is expensive, and I'm like, well, I guess, I mean, compared to other places in the country, but a studio apartment in San Francisco, you know, no walls except for a door on your bathroom, and say probably 350 square feet runs you like $5,800 a month rent.
No.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's I'm originally from New York, so like people tell me San Diego is expensive. I was like, compared to what? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But I did hear though that San Francisco has surpassed New York in you know, the craziness.
It has.
Yeah, I mean,
we had an offer to go before we decided to come here. We had an offer to go to Brooklyn, and we were gonna take it. Like,
That's the big new up-and-coming spot. I'm telling you, you know, everyone that I know that back home graduated from college, like, they tried to live in Manhattan, and it was, like, three people in a studio, and they're each paying $1,000 a month. It was ridiculous. But now Brooklyn's getting all gentrified. You know, my cousins live out there.
One of my best friends lives there. She's been there for 20 years. She came out from England, but she's been there for 20 years. And I'm sorry, she's been out there for 15 years now. But the change has been, like, incredible, but slow. I mean, because I go out every year. So I've watched it, and I'm like, oh, okay. But, like, business there is really good. And another one of our friends from another chiropractor, she was opening a place there. She's from there as well, and she was opening a place. And so she was like, you guys should come out. And we were like, oh. But then I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, on a Tuesday morning, I can be swimming in the water in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't really, you know, in Brooklyn, I might have to be wearing snow gear. So.
It's just not, the cost of living out here is, you just get so much more bang for your buck. Like,
you really know, do.
You know, I yesterday got off work, went to the beach for a little bit, went out to happy hour for a little bit, you know, like, it's, I tell all my friends they're stupid. I have so many people come visit me now. Once a month, I'll have a friend come out, and they're like, why am I living back home? This is just ridiculous. Like, how much do you pay for it?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's nice here. It's kind of like vacation. It just feels good. And we worked on a tight budget anyway, which you should do when you open a new business anyway. But we worked on a tight budget anyway, and so what our discipline was from San Francisco coming down here has made life so much better because we already have the discipline in place. So it's kind of nice. You know what I mean? But with this, I mean, seriously, like, in San Francisco, you have to go pay money to go do something here. You just walk across the street and go to the beach.
Exactly. Back home on the East Coast, you got to pay to go on the beach. I don't know if you know that. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How long have you guys been in San Francisco before you came down here? Like, how long have you guys been doing this? How long have you been in business for?
Up there, we were up there for 4.5 years.
Okay, so you're still relatively new on the block in terms of just, you know, the business health and, you know, time in business. Are you guys looking to, you know, update anything? I know you just moved in, like, you know, do you feel out or, you know, feel if there's any need to upgrade or do some marketing here to get, are you guys all word of mouth, I imagine?
Yeah, we've grown at an extremely great rate at word of mouth, which has been kind of fun. What we were planning on doing was settling in for the first year and then figuring out, like, if we were going to stay in the spot that we're in. We like the building that we're in. We might think about moving within the building. We're in an office with another chiropractor. We're deciding if we're going to stick with that or if we're just going to have our own space. So we've been talking to the building owner about that. Because I really like where we are. And then, what we worked with Stearns Bank this year was we got we bought an x-ray unit. And had a digital x-ray got put into the office, which was another reason why we left San Francisco. There was no physical space in any of the spaces in San Francisco to put x-ray in. And so we wanted x-ray, so that was another thing here, is we have a whole separate room to put an x-ray in.
Good. What kind of x-ray is it? Is it one of those, like, CT scanners that, like, gets your whole body, or is not like that, not insane?
No, it is a full body x-ray, and it's digital, but it's super compact. We bought, like, a separate generator so that if we had to move it, it didn't have to be wired in, so that was kind of expensive. But the rest of it is, it's like a super compact unit, so that if we had to move it or if we had, you know, less space, it would still be doable wherever we were. And off the top of my head, I cannot remember the company right at the moment, but we did a lot of research over a few years. And it's, like I said, San Francisco, it wasn't an option to have one, so we had to figure out where to have one, and then here work. Can I put you on hold for 1 second? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Pete, I'm going to have to get out of this conference call.
Yeah, no problem. I'll let you get back to work.
No worries. Go ahead and I'll tell Dr. Rubin that I spoke to you, and then go ahead and shoot him an email. And, and he'll completely just let him know what's good available times to talk. And then I can schedule it in the schedule, and we can get him talking to you. That would be perfect, okay?
Perfect. Take care. What was your name again? I'm so sorry. Talking and.
Okay, my name is Tina, and I'm actually Dr. Rubin's wife.
Oh, okay. Thanks. That makes so much sense. I was like, wow, this is the most informed secretary I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, no. I figured. Yeah, no. I know patients think that too. They're like, wow, you guys know a lot about each other. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it tends to happen. All right, Tina, thank you so much for the chat.
You have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.